What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
So I finally got rid of that McMullen infestation that I've had for the last month. Hey, Jillian.
Hello.
So,
I'm back. Whether you like it or not, I'm back.
So, Jillian, let's get into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Tell us a little bit about gay Thor and Loki.
Okay, as most of you maybe have seen, the new Thor movie has come out. Over in Shanghai, they have used a gay-themed Thor poster that was created like kind of a fan lark. You see that a lot with movies and people Photoshop and re-edit things. And so this poster is just blown up, and I'm sure you've seen this going around Facebook, but, you know, it's pertinent, and it is kind of the dumbest thing. But, you know, it's Shanghai, so it's not... from what I've seen in certain things, but I just, oh God, it's fantastic. I want this poster on my wall, you guys. If you haven't seen it, look up either a Shanghai Thor poster, gay Thor poster, anything like that. But basically it's got Chris Hemsworth doing the kind of typical embrace you see. I'm assuming this picture was with Natalie Portman originally. And then it's got Loki, who's pressed up against him. Like his head is slightly up and his eyes are closed and he's just got this look on him. And he's like, holding both his hands like across his heart. So it's like they're just in this embrace. And this is the poster that was used to advertise the actual movie in Shanghai. I think it's funny. But yeah.
And it's somewhat creepy because aren't the characters brothers?
Yes.
My question is, how did that get put up in the theater? Did they honestly like get this poster and not know that it was essentially a parody? Or did they just think, this movie might have some of the gay in it?
I don't know.
To me, that's a more interesting story than how the poster got made.
You can sit here and speculate, because I can come up with 10 different scenarios of where this may have happened. I mean, you can have situations where they didn't know any better what the movies are about or whatever. You know, cultures are different, so they don't see anything wrong with that type of embrace, because it's not overtly sexual or anything. Bunch of different reasons on why this passed through, but it was an honest mistake. This was not a joke thing where some employee was like, oh, I gotta, you know, get the Thor poster or whatever and did this. This was an honest mistake.
Let's move on from that then into something else entertainment related, but kind of ridiculous. Now, I didn't see it, Jillian. I missed the premiere of that new NBC series Dracula this week. Did you happen to catch it?
I don't have cable. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, NBC is broadcast, but you know what I mean. Basically, the new Dracula series aired on NBC. A lot of people, not just Christian groups, but we're going to be quoting from a specific Christian group in a moment, have a lot of issue with it. And again, I said I haven't seen it. To me, I was turned off by the trailer, in all honesty, Jillian. The trailer just made me...
You're turned off. People be getting turned down.
That's one of the reasons that this Christian group is having issues with it. I'm going to be specifically talking about the 1 Million Moms organization, which happens to be a Christian group. Because, see, a lot of the people that are complaining about this, Jillian, are just saying, like, this is really graphic. I don't want my kid to see it. 1 Million Moms, on the other hand, is saying that it is, quote, entirely too graphic in many ways and needs to be taken off the air. That's a little more extreme, don't you think? That they're saying, we hate it, so you don't get to watch it either.
Somebody's never seen Game of Thrones on HBO. Woo-hoo.
I will play devil's advocate in this.
It's not HBO.
Yeah, HBO.
But they're also not showing
Dracula.
They're also not showing what you would see on HBO 2, though. It is NBC rated. It's not like...
But apparently 1 Million Moms thinks it is. Quoting, NBC's website describes the series with words like sex, style, mystery, and adventure. Even the previews included several brief clips of sex scenes that would be considered soft porn. This program is entirely too graphic in too many ways. Unquote.
Soft porn because a guy has his shirt off and a woman's probably in her bra or whatever. It's like they're not going to show nudity, first of all. It's NBC.
It's
not
NBC.
Soft core porn.
There's no nipple. There's no butt. You
soft
can't
core
do
porn.
That.
You see some titties.
And Jillian, it's also a TV-14 rating. The X-Files and Millennium were TV-MA, and they couldn't show any of that stuff. So this is even rated lower than TV-MA things, which can't get away with that. So I have issues with this whole soft porn angle. If you don't like it, don't watch it then.
Beyond that, and it's not a matter of them not liking it and even an issue of, oh, I don't like it because it looks like softcore porn, I don't want to watch it. This is all for the children.
Of course.
First of all, their big thing is like, oh, well, it's on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And so, you know, kids are up later on the weekends. It's like, then watch your fucking kids. Don't let them watch this TV show. You know, if you don't like something that's on TV, because they can flip through a lot more channels. And even though R-rated movies get edited for TV, there's still some pretty graphic stuff.
You can see far more graphic stuff on FX or TNT at this point than you're going to on NBC.
And so it's just the point of like, oh, here's a new TV show. It's like, you know what? That's fine. I am not going to take my TV habits and revolve it around your views on what is appropriate television. And actually, this just made me think of, and I didn't send this to you, Josh, but it's pretty cut and dry. There was another Christian podcaster, and he's really popular. I don't even want to like go into what his thing is. He was talking on the whole like Family Guy needs to be taken off the air, which I agree with because it sucks now and it used to be good, but not for the reasons that this
I was going to say, I'm going to assume his reasons are not that.
Yes, because it was just, you know, crude and the God and the Jesus characters and this and that. And it wasn't even a matter of, oh, hey, this is against my faith and it's offensive to me. It was impressionable on children and all of this stuff. And, you know, that it's like it's not necessarily a cartoon made for children. Adult Swim had some of the same issues like back in the day before things got a little more lax and like you had kids that are like, wow, this is horrible. But it was on at like 9 or 10 p.m. and the cartoon shown, it's Adult Swim. The cartoons shown are not necessarily child friendly. So you've got things like this. It's like, you know, when people demand something be taken off the air, it's like this big crusade. And it's like, I will do this on behalf of everybody. And it's just, it's fucking television. Then don't watch it. Are you going to protest every fucking movie that comes out because your kid might go out with his friends and watch a PG-13 movie that you don't want him to see? It's about parenting. If there's something on, I mean, fuck, I've talked about this a few times. I wasn't allowed to watch Simpsons for the longest time. My mom made damn sure I wasn't watching The Simpsons. My brother's 4 years older than I am. And I remember my sister and I would sneak out because he lived in the basement. It was like a finished basement. And so that was his room because we had, you know, two bedroom house otherwise. And so my sister and I would sneak under and like he had one of the pull out couches things and we'd be under there and we're like, yes, we're going to watch Simpsons. My parents come down and they're like, Jillian, Natalie upstairs. And we're like, ah, you know, because they watched us. They knew we're kids and we're going to try and watch stuff, but they parented enough. And I mean, I know, obviously.
But see, Jillian, in the case of you with The Simpsons and your parents, they were doing their job as parents. They were saying, I don't want my kids watching this show. My kids. That's it. I'm not going to try and stop your kids from watching this show. Least of all, try to stop adults from watching this show. I'm going to be a parent to my family and not your family. What 1 million moms is trying to do, which, by the way, they only have about 60,000 people, so the 1 million moms, I just want to point out, is a massive misnomer.
Well, 60,000 moms doesn't have quite the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't have the zing that 1 million moms does.
They're trying to parent for 1 million moms, maybe. That's
yes.
Where that comes from.
What they're doing is they are taking a play out of the Terry Rakolta playbook. You remember Terry Rakolta, Jillian, when she tried to get Married with Children removed from the air after she, in the 80s, after she completely saw what she wanted to see in a Married with Children episode.
Oh my God, I remember that, and I can't remember what episode it was, because, okay.
Episode Her Cup Runneth Over, where Al and Steve have to go to Wisconsin to get Peg's bra because she has two different boob sizes.
I remember, and here's the difference with my parents. Like, yes, I was sheltered. We were eventually allowed to watch these things. So I'm sorry, ladies, my mom works for she's retired now for a Catholic church. And it's like, it is what it is. It's programming. And if you don't like something on programming, don't watch it. Don't let your kids watch it and then leave the world alone. It's like, I'm sure there's stuff that you're doing that maybe I don't find appropriate or I don't agree with. And I'm not going to go on a fucking crusade to make sure that behavior, whatever you're doing, is, you know, wiped out.
What Terry Rakolta did with Married with Children was she said, okay, Fox is not taking me seriously. They think I'm a joke. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the car companies, the macaroni company, whatever that happens to advertise on Married with Children, and I'm going to get a letter writing campaign going that says, if you continue to advertise on Married with Children, then I am going to start a boycott of your product. So it's in your best interests to stop advertising. Then Fox would feel the sting, which would then filter down to Getting Married with Children canceled. Well, 1 million moms is doing the same thing. They are writing letters to Chili's, Olive Garden, L'Oreal, Revlon, Jell-O, and Rolaids. And what they are saying, and this is, I'm quoting here, and you'll see why I'm so pissed off with the last sentence. I strongly encourage your company to drop all plans to financially support the program Dracula. This program is extremely dark and damaging to our culture. That's the part, Jillian, that sticks up my ass.
But I bet you let your fucking kids see and read Twilight. I'll bet you anything, because they don't have sex.
And damaging to our culture. First of all, it's aired a single episode. Second, these people haven't even seen it. Quoting again, previews of this program include terrifying screams, a rotted corpse, death, murder, a woman burned alive while tied to a stake, spirits, satanic and occult elements, homosexual content, tons of blood and other gore, including decapitated heads in boxes and pools of blood. Unquote. This article was written the day before the show premiered. So they haven't
even seen
it.
I want to see the show now.
They are basing all of this, Jillian, off of, well, the preview shows it to be really, really graphic. So this is damaging to our culture.
Ladies, thank you, because now you've made me really want to see the show.
Oh, God. That's
just
not
saying.
That's not the point.
Ahead of the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
These 1 million moms, or these 60,000 moms, I should say, have the right to their opinion to try and get Dracula.
It's beyond 1 million moms. I mean, don't even keep saying 1 million moms, because there's more people behind this. And this is not, you know, the first uprising against television programming. Even commercials for, say, soap operas or what have you that air during the day, you've got, you know, certain individuals. And yes, a lot of times it is a small group, and this is, you know, 1 million moms is larger, being of 60,000 people. Most of the time it's just something that goes viral because you have these individuals or like group of parenting networks that are just like, this is wrong, take this off the air. And we've talked about programming, social media, things like that before. You don't let them just sit there with the clicker and go through everything. And again, this is 10 p.m. So first of all, if you're worried about young kids, it's like, yes, it's on a Friday, but what are you doing on your Friday at 10 p.m. that you're not spending time with your kids and they're just watching TV? You know, I mean, I remember I would be, you know, playing outside or whatever a little later, but if they're watching TV, yes, it's Friday and you're letting your kids stay up late. Spend some fucking time with your kids. Use a parent blocker for your, you know, personal preferences after a certain time if you are afraid your children are going to click on this show. But the fact that you want to be able to let your children, you know, flip through any television show and not worry about them seeing the wrong thing, that's on you. Watch your fucking kids, know what they're doing, you know, pay attention to what they're watching. And, you know, don't take it upon yourself as this, like, crusade to heal the world against what you don't like.
This is the same kind of straw man argument that they always use when it remember, oh, my God, won't someone please think of the children? That these people are basically like, children are so ubiquitous in our society that because a kid might see something, might read something, might hear something, you adults shouldn't be able to use it either. This is why they tried to get porno magazines taken off of the shelves of like 7-Eleven and all that. Well, it doesn't matter that you adults have the right to buy this. A kid might, keep that in mind, might be able to see it. Therefore, we have to ban it from everybody. That's this kind of absolute all or nothing nonsense I am sick of. You don't
because
like Dracula.
Don't think it should exist.
Right.
So it's like it shouldn't exist.
Yeah, it's
so
a straw man argument.
And here's the thing, and we have gone time and time again, you know, around this subject with different things that have led into it. And the point of it being, you know, you get this with so many things, whether it be, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, things that they're saying that children of today are being so coddled and just so overly protective that they aren't able to deal, it's starting to come about that they aren't able to deal with the real world because they're just like in this coddled environment. And the mentality of these people with just, and I mean, I'm talking strictly, you're talking about, you know, TV.
Jillian, I don't think kids are lining up around the block to go, oh my God, I've got to see this new Dracula show. Because I'm sorry, period pieces with the type of preview that they had, this doesn't seem like it was a kid's show to begin with. So why would any group be pissed off at this?
I don't think that that's their concern necessarily. I mean, you may end up getting 13, 14, 15-year-olds and their parents don't want them to watch this that are going to want to watch it. There was a similar issue back in the day with True Blood, I think, with that kind of mentality set up.
Again, though, with your Game of Thrones argument, that's on pay cable. That's different than broadcast. You can get it anywhere, NBC.
I'm still giving the example of just this uprising mentality of this certain thing exists and my kid might get its hands on it, because you could sell the DVDs. You had friends that had HBO and cable, and it wasn't a matter of, hey, my child, insert random name here, I don't want you watching this. It's this exists and it's not appropriate and it's going to damage our children, is my point. I don't think it's necessarily them worried about every one of their children wanting to watch it. It's more so my child might flip through the channels and see something inappropriate. You've got the statement of it's damaging to our culture, which I think they're just like, this should not exist. It's not even about, my child might watch something inappropriate. This is much bigger to where it's, I don't like this. I don't think anybody should be watching this. So, we're going to try and get it off the air. And it's the same shit back with book burnings or what have you. I mean, this is just all through society and it circles and it cycles. And it is just, come about to be in this severe time that's paired with people, over coddling and over protecting their children and wanting to rule everybody and how they see what's appropriate.
It is. And unfortunately, not only is this not new, as I pointed out, Terry Ricolta, same thing happened when NYPD Blue came on the air in 1992.
And then the shit episode, or was it shit or crap or something, where there was the episode where they said shit on television?
Chicago Hope, when Chicago Hope,
yes,
it had the famous Shit Happens episode. And
they made a South Park episode based on that.
And it's just, this is always going to be, I have to protect your child's eggshell mind from TV. It's not going to stop.
It's like, this show shouldn't exist. It's damaging to a culture and to people. It's like, if you have your beliefs or whatever, that's fine. And you don't think it's appropriate, then don't watch it. But you cannot speak for everybody and say that it's damaging to everybody. And this is kind of the issue we're having now, unfortunately, in the country, is this whole, it's not even a trend. It's more of an epidemic of people that are just, I don't agree with this, so nobody should have this, right, whether it be abortion, sex. I mean, fuck, we've done stories that were like illegal for sex before marriage and things like that. I mean, it's just gotten so ridiculous and there's people in, real power that have the ability to take these rights away. And again, I'm not just talking television, but it's, I don't agree with birth control, so nobody should have it. I don't agree with, abortion, so no woman should have it, even if she's going to like freaking die if she has the kid. All of the stuff with it makes me sad. And honestly, after having a month away, which I appreciate you guys bearing with me on that, October was just fubar busy already. It's starting to drain coming back. What is wrong with society? It makes me so sad.
Well, just wait until we get to the topic after heart.
Oh, God, I forgot about that already. Okay, well, props to Charlie for putting up with Josh for a month.
bored. I'm bored.
According to one detractor, you are now listening to the Hart D. Fisher Conspiracy Theory Power Hour with the most caustic personality on Jackalope Radio, Josh Hadley, who seems to have taken over, according to one whiny, bitchy guy who says that we're so mean. We're mean on our show, Josh. Well, you know why we're fucking mean? Let me tell you why we're fucking mean. Because over 3,200 U.S. prisoners are serving life sentences for nonviolent offenses, including shoplifting. When our government and nearly 30 government agencies collected and shared the personal information of thousands of Americans in a quest to find, I don't know, untrustworthy employees. And that makes me really shake there. What the fuck does that mean? Untrustworthy employees. That's a quote there. They took a list of 4,904 people. They created it by U.S. officials investigating two men for allegedly teaching people how to pass polygraph tests. And this list was shared with agencies such as the IRS, the CIA, the Food and Drug Administration, the National Security Agency, who then entered the names into their databases. And they are keeping the list in the event that one of the flagged individuals submits to a lie detector test for a federal job. What the fuck is that shit? And then we got the TSA. The TSA's behavior profiling techniques are, according to one report, no better than chance at detecting security risks. And now they want to arm these motherfucking guys. No wonder we're so fucking angry here.
That's kind of the whole point of this show is I'm angry and there's a fucking reason for it.
Yeah, we deal in facts here, guys. For anybody, when I see this online, you could find us online. And Josh has seen me just fucking hatchet to death dumbasses who posted stupid shit on these pages. Because if you come at me with conspiracy theory buzzwords, I'm going to cut your head off and shit down your neck verbally. Because I do not put up with stupid arguments. You have to come to this table with facts to fight us over facts, okay? Now, this TSA has received nearly $1 billion since 2007. And why don't you tell me how many terrorists they caught?
None.
Yeah, exactly. They caught a guy with a fake-ass underwear bomb on the plane, thank you, trying to light it. And then there was another guy with a shoe bomb on the plane trying to light it, and they didn't catch anything. And then when a TSA officer gets gunned down, you're not going to solve that. The dude walked in the door with a gun and shot the guy. That's it. And these TSA officers receive no law enforcement training. They don't get background checks the way law enforcement does. And there's been lots of issues with TSA people stealing, threatening, and doing all kinds of crazy fucked up shit.
There have been cases of pedophiles getting jobs. I mean, convicted pedophiles getting jobs as TSA screeners. Oh, gee, feeling up kids.
And this is a fact, guys. These are facts. This shit's happening all over. On the hour-long heart attack, I talked about the sickest story I've ever read in my life about police officers in New Mexico repeatedly sodomizing a 63-year-old man because they saw him clench his buttocks after they pulled him over for not completing a stop leaving Walmart. Guys, we are living in a very, very scary time. And something I want to talk about on the table right now, we hit it on the hour-long show. I want to hit it here. WikiLeaks released a new report about this. And isn't it funny that it's WikiLeaks that lets us know about the secret draft chapter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership? That's right, folks. We killed SOPA. We killed CISPA, and now they've brought it back as the TPP, and they want to make it a free trade treaty, okay? It's currently being negotiated in secret by 12 Pacific Rim nations.
You were not wrong by saying secret, to the point where even the people who are going to be voting on this and enacting it are not shown all of the chapters. They're only shown the chapters that the TPP pushers want you to see. That implies some major wrongdoing.
There's something really scary here, guys. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create a transatlantic treaty. And what that means is it would become a law in our country, even though it would be unconstitutional. It's the secret trick they're doing so that it does not have to meet our standards of the Constitution in this country. And even scarier, like Josh said, even members of the United States Congress have only been allowed to view portions selected by the guys who want this put into law. They haven't been given the whole document. And even when they've been given portions, they've only been allowed to read it while under actual physical supervision. Can you understand that, listeners at home? Your congressman who's supposed to be voting on a major treaty isn't allowed to read the whole treaty. And they're only allowed to read a portion of this with a dude in the room watching them while they read it? Does that sound fucking reasonable to you?
That sounds like somebody who's got something to hide. Or not somebody, but some organization that has got something they want to slip under the radar. And the problem is they own these politicians, and these politicians know that they're owned, so they don't even really need to read it. They're going to vote on it regardless.
And they keep going on and on like they're using copyright protection as an excuse. And what we've seen is different copyright protection laws have repeatedly been used to suppress political speech. And another thing they want to do that's pretty important is they want to increase the term of patents, including medical patents, beyond the current 20 years limit. And what that means is there's a lot of like super expensive drugs that are developed. And after a certain time, the patent expires. And for the betterment of humanity, those drugs can now be made in generic ways. And that's how they're treating a lot of the AIDS problems in Africa and in other poor, underdeveloped nations. They depend on these generic drugs. Oh, well, the same Congress that put through legislation that makes it illegal to sue for damages of generic drugs, now they're sitting there getting ready to make it so, oh, well, you won't get the generic drugs anymore. You're going to have to pay through the nose from the major brand name drugs. They're also wanting to make more aggressive measures to prevent hackers breaking copyright protection. Like, it's that fucking important that your DVD can't be copied, guys. Is it that fucking important to give up your freedoms? Do you care that much, Josh? I mean, I'm a filmmaker, okay? And this cost me money. My movie, The Garbage Man, was illegally downloaded to death. My wife was fighting cancer. That's right. So all you assholes who illegally downloaded The Garbage Man while my wife was sick and I needed that money to pay for her cancer bills, yeah. Fuck you, you pieces of shit. You fucking cocksuckers. You're assholes. You're fucking assholes. And even though you're assholes, I do not believe we need to push these new measures. I think it's a mistake. I think they're doing a bum rush. And this copyright protection is the excuse. They are going to lock down the web. And that's the plan.
And yet, because they're using the excuse of copyright, that's the smokescreen. That they're able to use this in a way that it makes it seem like they're on your side, that it makes it seem like they're not as evil or as nefarious as they are, doesn't it?
But it is, man. This is the same legislation that if you put a fucking video of your baby singing Bon Jovi on YouTube, it's going to fucking make it so they could put you in jail or even your fucking kid. You think I'm exaggerating? But when you read these laws, that's what they're there for. They're for selective enforcement. And that's the real that's a big part of the problem, too, is these laws are going to work for giant corporations privately behind secret doors. And it's going to affect all of us publicly. But luckily, we can stop this. Get involved. It's easy. Just go to the Heart Attack Facebook page. We've got a thing up there. Go to demandprogress.org. Go to educateinspiredchange.org. Go check out some of these sites. Now, some of them have some pretty scary shit, but I try to look for the facts. I try to look for stories I can source into other places beyond just, you know, the local, I'm trying to sell you bitcoins guy. These things are very real. There's a reason why they keep trying to pass SOPA and CISPA. There's a privatized prison system in this country that needs fucking victims. It needs customers, and those customers are prisoners. And these laws that they want to enact over the web.
No, those customers are you.
Yeah, they want to make them us, like that 63-year-old man who got sodomized and raped medically by a bunch of police officers looking for drugs, who never found any drugs. Never found any drugs. Any. None. And then had the nerve to go back and bill that guy. Well, folks, we're coming to the end. I know that you need to buy some shirts. We're going from the big scare you thing to the big plug. Josh, you've got Radiodrome shirts and Lost in the Static shirts up at your store, 1201 Beyond.
We have shirts for every 1201 Beyond show. We've got your American Horror's Asshole Remover. We've got a couple of original pieces. We've got multiple designs for a couple of the different shirts at the 1201 Beyond store.
1201beyond.com, AmericanHorrors.com, go to JackalopeRadio.com. Well, guys, I'm Hart D. Fisher. With me has been a very grumpy Josh Hadley. You've been listening to Heart Attack. Thanks for your time. Hope you enjoyed the horrors of the show. And go find us on the web. Go buy a shirt. We could use your money.
So, Jillian, I'm not a big fan of the NFL.
Football!
Yeah, I know you're not a big football fan, but what we're going to talk about...
Hey, the Bears, I got my Bears. I'm not, you know,
seriously,
going to games dressing up.
I know
up.
You're
you know
in
what?
Illinois, but the Bears, come on.
I'm Chicagoan, man, from Chicago. Always love.
Oh, geez. All right, well...
I'm superstitious, too. Like, I mean, I love it when they do good, and I usually only watch, like...
Yeah, except they
a
have
a couple
it
games
like
a year.
The 80s.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? We've got the Super Bowl shuffle, and you don't, so shut up. But it's one of those things where the last time they made it to the Super Bowl, I had missed a few games, and they did really good in the games that I didn't watch, so I didn't watch for the rest of the season, because I was like, when I don't watch, they do well.
Oh, God. Well,
maybe I need to watch now.
We're going to be talking about the NFL, but this isn't about the NFL. It just happens to be this topic.
I'm sure they've seen it going around. It's
right.
Been on Daily Show. It's been all over Facebook. Like,
except
is
to
our
me,
primarily point of news information where we find stories.
Except to me, this is endemic of a much larger issue. Okay, let's get into the main story first. Jonathan Martin was a rookie player for the Miami Dolphins. And he's black. That actually plays into this. He was a rookie player. Richie Incognito, which I still refuse
Incognito.
To believe. Yeah, I still refuse to believe that's his given name. But
stage fine. Name. I call stage name.
Yeah, and he's white. He was a, I don't want to say veteran, but a non-rookie player. It turned out that for the entire first half of the season, training camp and whatnot, Incognito was bullying Martin. You got to remember, these are adults, these are big guys, these are football players. Incognito was bullying Martin to the point of extorting him for $15,000, leaving him texts where he kept calling him a nigger.
Death threats.
He was threatening to kill him. He was laying quote-unquote pranks in his locker, and he was basically bullying Martin to the point where Martin just said, I can't take this anymore, and he quit the Miami Dolphins. If it ended there, that'd be one thing. I still wouldn't agree with it, but it'd be one thing. But this just kept going. Incognito not only is a bully straight out, when you've seen some of the other videos of, like, him taking his shirt off and pretending
to be
a Hulk in a bar.
Yeah, in a fucking bar. And
you can see the other guy, all he's doing is very calmly trying to be left alone. Incognito is like, what? 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 He's like one of those guys that seems to need to prove he's an alpha male at all points. Otherwise, you'll see how small his dick is or something. I don't know.
It's kind of like the angry, drunk person that picks a fight at like a bar or a bowling alley and thinks they're just like tough shit, and they do like
except
the...
This is every, except according to the other players, this is this guy's normal behavior.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's a locker room. It's a completely, you know, different world in there.
Thank you for bringing that up. That is the part that's pissing me off more than anything.
That's their argument, you guys, seriously.
Yeah. Not only are most of the other Dolphins who are black supporting the guy who was going, I'm going to kill you, nigger. That's a little surprising, but they've got this attitude. That's just that's the locker room. That's the culture we're in. Which
oh,
I think is
be kids.
It's more that alpha male bullshit that I cannot stand. It also brings up the other topic of legality, doesn't it? That what Incognito's doing, the extortion, the death threats.
It's illegal.
It's outright illegal. And the NFL is, quote, investigating, which I don't think will happen. Anything will happen for.
The cops will come in.
The cops are also investigating. That's where I think shit's going to happen.
You get this all the time. We've done stories even in schools of football players that are harassing, and it's usually not the other players. Sometimes it is, and that goes into like the school bullying. But, you know, rape of women, things like that, and it gets so dismissed. It's like these people are just, oh, well, this is a completely different world, and, you know, they're football players, and they're on these pedestals. And you see it with actors, you see it with everything. But the bigger issue here is that all of the teammates that are seeing this are just like, no, it's whatever. And people look at this story, and unless you've seen the other videos and you really read up on it, the first initial reaction is kind of like, okay, well, bullying, this is a grown man. These men are like, you know, 300 pounds of muscle. I mean, you got Martin, yes, he's a big guy, he's a football player, but Ricky Incognito is just ginormous over him. I mean, he's also a big guy.
He seriously looks like Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah,
he
seems psychotic, too. So, I mean, you can have adults that get into situations, and you've got, like, some big, like, psychotic-looking guy, and it's just like, chill the fuck out. You know, I mean, you've got big guys in situations that you hear in like court cases and media stuff that get taken down by people who are like, oh, really? How'd you get taken down by them? It's because they're fucking crazy adrenaline and you'd be surprised what can happen. So, I mean, yeah, Martin genuinely fears Incognito legitimately. And for it to be dismissed and you're just like, oh, no, it's good. It's like, right on the cops, man, for being like, no, we're going to look at this.
Yeah, it you're still on American soil. You're a subject to American laws.
And you also have cases of where the cops will go on behalf, even if you're like, oh, I'm not going to press charges. You've got assault and battery incidents, murder within a family where they're like, well, no, he's a good kid. We don't want to charge. You know, the state's like, well, fuck that. We're charging
the
him.
The state can press charges
state.
Without your
right.
approval.
So just because you're in your little football world doesn't mean you're above the law.
Well, but then you've also got the fact of, keep in mind what I said at the beginning, Incognito had been on the team for a few years. Martin is a rookie. So there's also kind of that...
We don't want to lose our good guy.
Well, that and I think there was kind of a hazing thing in this too that, you haze the rookie. So I think the other teammates were overlooking all of this going... Ah, that happened to me when I was a rookie, so it's okay. It's kind of like a self-perpetuating cycle.
Well, that's speculation, cycle. Though. That is speculation on whether it was hazing. This seems kind of, you know, severe. I mean, this guy
but
was...
You can't ignore the fact that the rookie is the one being picked on
I
by
know.
The veteran, so there's got to be... The rookie
was
probably scared.
There's a racial underline, too, though. I understand that, and that's what I'm saying, is like, yes, he was legitimately fear, but you... are speculating to tie in our next story when it may not necessarily be a hazing thing versus this person just being so severely, you know, threatened against. I mean, this guy extorted $15,000 so he could go to Vegas, you know, on Martin's dime. I don't think it's necessarily let's give the rookie a hard time. I mean, this is just a severe case of hatred and most likely racism if he's not, you know, joking around like everybody else says. I mean, this is beyond, you know what I mean? I don't want to put the hazing label on it because this very well could be a severe individualized incident. And I mean, yeah, obviously stuff is bad there because you've got people being like, oh, well, it's a different world in the locker room. This is pretty severe. And if it is part of a hazing, if other people were paying like $15,000 and getting death threats and like the dude in his face in public, then I don't know. I think there would be more videos going up and more articles if this was something to that severity.
I actually think if this was not a football, which is, you know, seen as, and I keep bringing up that term, alpha male, you know, these are the height of physical perfection kind of guys that it's kind of, well, why can't you defend yourself? You don't, you know, bullying, you and I have talked about it numerous times, Jay. It's not just kids. It's not just people in high school. Adults can be bullied. I've worked in places where you just see.
I have too.
You see like one group, maybe, you know, the guy that's been there 20 years that is just, he will not let up on the new guy. And bullying happens. This isn't just.
Well, it's the same as sexual harassment. That
exactly.
kind of falls into there when you're talking in the workplace because. It makes you feel the same regardless. You know, you're walking on eggshells. You're just internally, you know, why are they doing this to me? You have some places that are good that'll be like, hey, bad person, knock this shit off or you're fired. And you have some places that are not so good where they're like, oh, you're adults, just deal with it. And it gets severe. So, you know, when we're talking about this adult situation, because everybody, you know, it's all over the place with the kids being bullied. It goes into more of, you know, adult bullying is basically, you know, threats against you, sexual harassment, and just even as an adult, I mean, you have different personalities. It's like, oh, well, you're an adult. Why can't you defend yourself? And it's like people have different mental states. And just going from the back to the two football players, I mean, this Ricky Incognito guy, when he's going psycho hose beast on that video, dear fucking God, I know big people that like wouldn't go near that fucker unless he, you know, actually physically decked somebody because they're the kind of people that would be like, you don't fucking do that. But no, it was one of those situations where you're like, don't make eye contact, just walk away slowly. Like if you can find it.
Jillian, the part that broke my heart the most about this country and that this whole alpha male culture of it's a different world in the locker room, as you put it, which is how some of the players that are defending Incognito have put it. Is the fact that they are defending it, that instead of rallying behind the victim, they're rallying behind the victimizer. Incognito is a thug, and all of the other players are just like, that's what it's like, man. You want to be a football player? That's the world. And I'm saying, Jillian, no, that's not the world, or at least that shouldn't be the world of the locker room.
And with that, too, you also have certain people that are considered, quote unquote, higher than others. So, you know, you'll get that defense towards people where they kind of group up because it's like, OK, well, this guy's a good football player. You know, we like him. He's OK. So they kind of flock to that person in defense, whether he's right or wrong, because it's just this guy is awesome. We need him for our team. We want to get the ring. And all that crap happens, too, whether it's high school football, college football, or professional.
It just hurt me when they all I thought how this story was going to progress would be that the other teammates would go, yeah, Incognito's a fucking asshole.
Or at least some of them.
Yes, but there's not been one person that has come out publicly defending Martin. Some of them have called him a punk in that whole, you know, prison style. A punk is, you know, someone that takes it in the ass. Yeah, that this punk couldn't stand up for himself, so he quit. That just makes me go, is the system with, you know, that whole alpha male locker shit, is that so broken that is the attitude that, well, you just punked out, man. You went to the media.
I mean, this guy, and I keep referring back to the video that ended up of the bar video, and the way he was going off, honestly, if Martin were to stand up to this guy, he would have fucking decked him in his face. Dear God, it was terrifying. It's like, it looked like one of those
it looked like one of those
people
LSD
that was like, it was like drunk.
On...
Yes, drunk and like hopped up on something. And it's like, you don't fuck with people like that. I mean, and especially with the adrenaline issues, things like that. And I mean, you've got stories of just, you never know. It can be the skinny ass guy who just goes like fucking psycho and jumps some like big guy at a bar and beats the shit out of him, and they're just like, what the fuck? And then they turn around, they're like, dude, you're like 300 pounds. How come you couldn't defend against this guy? It's because his adrenaline's fucking going, he's fucking crazy.
That ties in with the next thing we're going to talk about, which is, okay, I brought up earlier the whole hazing thing, which, you know, we don't know necessarily, but some of the players are claiming, oh, it's just kind of a hazing thing, man. It's just hazing. You've got colleges that they call it hazing, and after this newest incident, the law might say, yeah, this isn't hazing. This is willing assault almost.
Well, in a lot of colleges, too, they outlaw that shit. They're like, no, there's no hazing allowed, but you obviously can't control people. So it still happens.
Yeah. The Gamma Pi Gamma, a.k.a. the Gobbler House at the Wilmington, Ohio campus, is now coming under fire, I think rightfully so, because their hazing ritual for the new frat boys cost one of the pledges his testicle. When that kind of shit happens, it's not hazing. And the people for the students are still like, it's hazing. It happens to everybody. And it's like, dude, you can't just go hitting guys in the nuts after making them give a blowjob to a banana in their underwear and then go, oh, man, it's just hazing.
But yeah, basically, there were 20 people either watching or participating in this. Person it happened to is just like, no, it was an accident. You know, they didn't mean it.
Because he wants to get into the frat.
Either that or it's kind of like, you know, but I mean, it's like, what is the extent that you're willing to put yourself through? And it's like, are we that? I mean, obviously, this has happened throughout time, but it's just like this needing to belong or legacies because your dad was in the fraternity or your mom was in the sorority. And it's just really sad because, you know, it boils down to where you are willingly going into the situation. It's not, you know, a work environment or within the school environment. It's, you know, all takes place of like, hey, you guys meet here and then you go through these activities and, you know, you've got like whatever the week long rush and hazing. So you are participating in these activities because you want to belong so much. I mean, they did things like they blindfolded the pledges and took them to a room with 3 inches of water and said to like swim basically in 3 inches of water, put Icy Hot on their nipples, back, scrotum and butt, which if you've never used Icy Hot, you really don't want to use it in those places. Let's
it
just
always
say.
Makes me think of that scene in Lucas.
So, I mean, this is another situation of, oh, it's another world. And thankfully, unlike you hear in some cases where the cops are like, oh, that's just that. These cops are, no, you guys are breaking the law. We're not going to do this. And I know, especially Josh, to bring topics to light of, like, you know, the horrible cop incidents, which unfortunately there are, and it's getting worse. But this is my point of not all cops are like that. So yay on you, cops.
Yeah, the cops are doing their job. But then this does bring up an interesting question, something you and I talked about before the show that the audience didn't get to hear. If you put yourself in that situation, as you do when you're pledging a frat, can a crime have been committed? And I think yes, because it would be the same thing. Say someone actually died, just as a hypothetical. People
have died for hazing.
Right.
That's not hypothetical. People, like, die with this shit, and that's why it's been outlawed in a lot of colleges.
But it seems to go from state to state. Some states would say, in the situation where someone died, they put themselves in that situation, so the frat is not to blame. Other states say, doesn't matter, you were participating. So that brings up the question, will the frat legally be held accountable for the loss of the testicle, for the charges that the police are still investigating, because they haven't been charged yet at this point, but the police are investigating further charges? Has this hazing frat culture just gone too far, Jay?
Okay, here's my thing on this, and it's a really gray area. Because you've got the situation of, let's take it out of the frat setting. Let's say, you know, you've got Jackass of people kicking each other in the nuts and beating the shit out of each other. You've got, you know, bedroom incidents where people go into, like, the really weird and dangerous fetishes, and shit happens. You had a willing participant, you know, that is willing to endure these outrageous things done to them, and something went wrong. And that's the story of the kid. I think that, you know, in a college especially, and you got minors, it's kind of like, you know, you can't have that shit on campus. And so if these kids are found, you know, guilty, they're going to get expelled. The point is, it's just such a weird gray area. It's wrong, but there's also an underlying issue of why these pledges are putting themselves through this. It's a really weird, you know, area.
I think that aspect would be the societal norm of wanting to be accepted and be part of something.
Well, yeah,
we don't have time to go into that.
It's a more hypothetical, like, why? It's like, why do you want to do this? But you have the situations, and it, like I said, it's such a gray area, because you've got something like this where, like, okay, we're whipping you guys with towels and doing icy hot, and what happened was is they attached certain items, they didn't say exactly what, to the end of towels, and were, you know,
smacking them.
Beating. Yeah, and so what happened was the pledge ended up getting very injured by being hit in the testicles. Other people were hit in the testicles, nothing happened. So this wasn't a case of, we're going to fuck this guy up so that, you know, he's hospitalized. Like, they didn't mean it to be that. Not that that's an excuse. You've also got cases of extreme hazing where it's kind of like you have the jackass shenanigans, but then something goes awry and, like, you know, somebody dies, or it's just like the sororities are the weird, interesting cases because they do more of the mind shit.
But then you also have to look at the aspect, I highly doubt this pledge knew what he was getting into. I highly doubt he knew that towels with, you know, a brick or a baseball or whatever the object that they put into it was going to be smacked into his testicles repeatedly.
They never necessarily know. I mean, but you do go through, traditionally, from what I know, go through like a whole week-long process of progressively worsened things.
But then, Jillian, that also brings up the other stranger aspect.
That he doesn't hold it against it. It's kind of like, oh,
yeah, he's
it's
like,
not one of those, what the fuck are you doing? You hit me with a brick. And we're using brick as an example. It didn't say exactly
what. It said objects.
Yeah,
intels.
Objects.
Guy's not mad about it. That's the part that shocks me the most. Yep. He's like, you know, it happens. I'm still pledging the frat. That, to me, that also brings up the element, he doesn't want charges filed against his potential new
like,
frat
brother. What is wrong with you?
And the cops are going, oh, no, you don't have a choice in this, bucko.
You know what? But like I said, look at something like Jackass, where people end up going to the hospital. Technically, that's assault and battery, but you are a willing participant. And
they
no
sign contracts with lawyers that tell them exactly what they're...
Okay, even before all that, though, I mean, you've got videos out on the internet. I mean, Jackass, they were doing that shit before...
Back when they worked for that...
They got televised and everything. Yeah, so it wasn't even a case of, like, what it is now. But starting out, I mean, this wasn't something where they're like, oh, hey, we got TV signed to do this. This is a group of friends that were doing this shit long before they got on TV. So in cases of that, it's kind of the same thing where you are putting yourself to this. you can't really make the defense of, well, I don't think he really knew what he was getting into, because he's fucking fine with it. It's not a case of, oh, I want to pledge this frat. Oh my God, what the hell are you doing? He didn't know at the time, but the point is, it's still accepted.
Yes.
So it's like you are subjecting yourself to this behavior, and clearly he's fine with the behavior because he doesn't want charges done, and he's, you know, coming out and be like, it was an accident. I know they didn't mean it. Versus if you weren't that into it, you'd be like, dude, that's messed up. I have one testicle because of you guys. So it's not even a matter of like, oh, let's not press charges. He's completely fine with it.
Where can we find Jillian?
Same old, same old. You can find me on Facebook. On Twitter, I am the Mistress J. I also appear on thecinemasnob.com as well as occasionally on geekjuicemedia.com.
You can find me, 1201beyond.com. Contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And I'm also at geekjuicemedia.com. Have a good night, guys.
How about them hogs? It's a way you're forced to act to survive our schools. Make a whole lot of bubble and sport. Watch them, don't act too smart. We can use the shade and then we'll let you get ahead. Chaco Rama, save our soul. Run to the farm on the beat patrol. Future of America is in their hands. Once you're all over my head, the falls. Ooh, wow, ooh.
Spoke and now I call. Don't worry about it, son. We were that way. What the Fuck is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.